We like this version. Ginny Weds are Sunny is the movie. I got Mika Singh and then I got Kurt Badshah and Payal Dev on it. Savin mein lag gayi aag here on Sabras. Sabras Radio. Wednesday afternoon is yours truly, Raj Badden here on Sabras Radio. And you know, I'm quite excited to bring back one of my most beloved TV star friends, all right, who joins me back here on the radio after some time. It is the absolute stunning Erica Fernandez, who a lot of you will know as Brenna from Kasoti Zindagi Ki. So let's say hi to Erica. Erica, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Erica, do you know what? It has been some time. I think we spoke last. Obviously, when you were here.
When you were in
London. But I think when we spoke on the radio was when you first took up Kasoti Zindagi Ki, which was, you know, nearly 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
It has been some time. How are things? How's life treating you? Are you keeping well?
All good. Yeah. That's what everything is good.
And how do you feel now that Kasoti Zindagi Ki, last couple of episodes to go on the TV, I know you finished filming. How did you feel on the last day?
I felt emotional. I felt, this is the first time that it has happened to me that, you know, it was very hard for me to leave the set. I was feeling very heavy. Mm-hmm. It has never happened to me before, to be honest, because, you know, the entire, the feel of, you know, being on set and being with the people, the bond was so strong that it really felt like another home.
Yeah. It's true, yeah.
It's like, you know that you're not going to come back here anytime soon, so you're leaving with a heavy heart.
Erica, I mean, I wanted to ask you because there were rumors about Kasoti Zindagi Ki going off air for some time. But obviously, we knew about Bert's decision to leave the show. So, if it wasn't for Bert wanting to leave the show, do you think the show would have carried on? I mean, what was your take on how the show came to an end?
The thing, I don't think it was because of him leaving the show. And there were many things due to which the show had to be, they had to pull the plug on it. So, yeah.
And if the show continued, I mean, would you have stayed with the show? Or was it that, you know what, I think it was time for you to kind of finish and hang up your boots playing Brenna?
I wouldn't want to answer that.
Sorry?
I said I wouldn't want to answer that because then I have a lot to say.
You have lots of time to say what you want, Erica. Okay, so I want to know, because obviously we know that the show is ending this week and we know that it's going to be having a happier ending. I know that a lot of fans will be, you know, seeing a happier ending. What would you say was like the high point of playing Brenna's character? What was it about that character that you embraced so kind of wholeheartedly?
Actually, there were many points in her, you know, in playing Brenna, because there were many hate to it, and there are certain points where she played, you know, the ideal daughter. Then there was the whole lover triangle that came in. Then then being a mother and fighting for her child. So I think I got many points where I could, you know, kind of perform, and I was happy that I was getting those layers to perform, so that, you know, I could do something different.
And were there any, I mean, on the opposite side of the spectrum, were there any kind of elements that, you know, you just thought, oh, do you know what, this is not working in the show? I mean, was there a particular part of the show that you thought, you know what, ye nahi chal raha hai?
I think, if you see in today's day and age, the whole bechari ablanari, I think, I'm not sure if that works or not, but for me, I think, what my fans would like me to play is more of a strong woman than being somebody who's sacrificing all the time.
Yeah. I think fans will agree there.
Today's women are more strong, more independent, and they would like to fight their battles.
And, I mean, that's how the show started, though, didn't it? I mean, the way it started was all about this kind of strong, you know, women empowerment.
It eventually became that.
Yeah. Okay, so, Erica, I do want to talk to you about other characters, because I know there's this amazing bond that Brenna and Kamolika also had as well. So tell us a bit about your favourite kind of scenes that you had with Kamolika. There's fans that want to know that.
A lot of fun things that Hina and me had. So, literally, it used to be fun because we used to be these two characters that were fighting it, on screen. But then, after we say cut, we're like, oh my god, what was that? And she's like, how mean was I to you? And I'm like, it's okay, pal, on screen, that's fine.
Oh, no, it's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Erica, do you also want to ask you now, what's next for you? Because a lot of fans will be thinking, when are we going to be getting a regular fix? I mean, we used to see her every day on TV, but it's not going to be the case for some time now. So what are you working on?
You will definitely get to see me in different places, different spaces. But right now, I want to take a break from being there on TV daily. But you will definitely get to see me. Definitely get to see my face everywhere else.
That sounds good. I like the sound of that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing, because I know that your YouTube channel has been a success. There's been a lot of fans that I want to know a bit more about you. There's a few vlogs that you've started that are kind of being incomplete, so fans want to know a little bit more about
that.
Yeah,
all of that will be complete. There are a lot of things that are coming on YouTube as well, because there are some things which I am trying to start differently on YouTube, and let's see how that works. Then I have other things, I have music videos coming up, and I have, hopefully I should be on web soon, so, the web sometimes takes a little bit of time, so there is a lot in the pipeline.
So that was the question I was going to ask you about the web show, because I know there's fans been asking, are you doing a web show? I mean, is it confirmed? Is there anything that you can tell us more about this?
No, I can't speak about that till everything is, out there officially.
Okay. And is that going to be weeks or months before we announce?
It'll take some time.
Okay. And what about, because you just got back from Goa. Were you shooting? Were you doing the music video there?
Yes. I was shooting.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
About to leave, I will definitely.
Erica, you need
to. But it
is
with Harshad.
I need to see Harshad.
Yeah, I give out information that's necessary. Not everything.
I know, but Erica, you know what? Before, I remember I've known you so many years now, since the Kuchidong days, and you used to give me a lot more information. I thought, you're like, you come a bit more close now, and you need to be telling me a lot more stuff.
But what I can tell you, I'm telling you.
Okay, so is it any exclusive that you can tell me about this music video? How was the chemistry like with Harshad? How did you find it working with Harshad again? Who you obviously
remember the first time Harshad and I met was in London.
I mean, that was the first time we actually met
properly, because before that it was just, once I socially met him, but not like really spoke to him. The first time we met and connected was in London.
Yeah, at the afters.
So, the way we were there, we were in Goa also.
Very
nice. It was fun. So the Goa meeting was the third time I met Harshad.
Oh, brilliant. That's good. Okay, I'm looking forward to the music video. You know how much I love both of you together, so I think that'd be great.
It looked lovely because the rushes that I saw and, the way it turned out, it was really good.
Oh, that's good. That's enough for us. Okay, so questions from the fans. Mansoon wants to know, we would love to see you in a negative role. I mean, is that something that you would take up in your career at this stage?
Why not?
Good. Okay, and there's also a question here. Does being straightforward and to the point put you into trouble? I mean, I that's one thing I've noticed about you, that you are very, very straight when it comes to your answer. So do you feel that gets you into trouble?
That can get me into trouble, but what gets me into more trouble is sugarcoating things and lying about it and buttering things up, because that's not me. I just say it.
Mm.
It's better than, just being someone else in front and someone else behind.
Yeah, tis true. Yep, no, I agree. There's also, there's a lot of fans obviously saying how Kuchidong, it's been 4 years, and they're remembering Sonakshi. And what would you say to all the fans that have since followed you since Sonakshi days and, have given you so much love?
It is unbelievable how that one show has changed so many people's lives, including mine, because I've had fans talk about how relatable the entire show, not only Sonakshi's character, but then the entire show was. And when I look back and watch a couple of episodes here and there, or even snippets and clips that, I get tagged in, you can just see, you can just get connected instantly. It doesn't have to really be a show that you are watching from scratch. You can just watch an episode just midway, and you can connect to those scenes that are happening at that point of time, because it's so real. And I'm so glad that I have been a part of that show, and that has been, you know, the first show that I came in with. So, yeah, it feels really good. And that's a show that you can watch anytime, anywhere.
Indeed,
how many
ever times? Yeah. I agree. No, because the fans have had this
kind
of disconnect. Yeah.
It's like the Indian Friends. Yeah. You can just watch it any number of times.
And that's why fans are so close to the show. You know, they've got that kind of personal connect with it. And, you know, it's amazing because of you and Shahid together in that. Also, now that you've got a bit more time on your hands, what are you doing with yourselves? Are you going to be, are you watching IPL?
I don't have time.
No?
Yesterday, you called me, you messaged me, I was traveling. I have seriously no time. I thought if my life would become a little more, you know, easier, and I would have had a little more time to breathe, but trust me, after the show it has gotten even more busier.
Is it? Oh man, I wonder why it's so busy. I want to know why it's so busy. Ki ho gaya?
Because there are so many things that I am doing.
Okay, and I'm trying to get as much as possible out of you as to what this thing is that's keeping you busy, or what are these things that are keeping you busy. Are you able to watch
all of these stuff, like the music videos? The content on YouTube has now increased, so a lot more of my days goes into shooting that, and then
okay. And what about, I mean, a little bit of spare time that you have got? I mean, are you watching the IPL? How are you kind of detoxing? Is there anything that you're doing?
Trust me, I haven't really detoxed. Goa was my detox, because thankfully it was a change, though I was working there. But you know that it was a little bit of a change, and I felt good.
Yeah, no, it is true. And I do want to ask you, Erica, because I know how much you loved London when you came here last. With the way things are, with the whole lockdown and the corona situation, are you missing travelling?
I am. That's why I was so excited when I travelled this time.
Yeah. I remember. For you when you came here, so after, that was like a one-night visit, wasn't it? It was just a fly-by visit.
Yeah, who goes to London? Who goes to London for a day? I do.
And only you could do that.
Only I can do that, yeah.
even when I spoke to you, I was like, when are you going back? Oh, tomorrow. I was like, what, really? So that was good. But you saw the amount of love that you were getting from fans. I mean, were you kind of, you know, because obviously when you're shooting a show in India, you don't get to kind of embrace that kind of love in person from the fans internationally. So you saw the kind of love you got here in the UK. What would you say about those international fans?
Fans are fans to me, be it international or, because the kind of love they give me is, you know, you don't expect so much when you start working, and then when you see all of that, I feel grateful for it.
Oh,
I feel extremely grateful.
And do you know what? You're going to keep getting that love, Erica. I just want to say thank you so much for your time today. I know you've got lots going on, but I just want to say thank you very much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. And secondly, all the best with all your future ventures. Is there anything that you'd like to say? Anything good, exclusive, Anna, before you go? Is there anything that you'd like to add to this interview?
What more Mirch Masala do you want now?
Erica, kuch bhi de do na. A nice headline will do.
I have nothing more to add.
Okay, so Erica, you know what, I'm going to speak to you soon, and you can tell me about this web show. That's going to be very interesting. I think I will definitely be staying on top of that, and I will message you again about that, and we'll catch up again. All right.
Okay,
all the best with the course Kasoti, which is coming to an end this week. Will you be watching it, by the way? Will you be watching it on TV on Friday night, on Saturday night?
I'm not very sure. I would love to, but I'm not very sure.
Okay, all right. Jello, Erica, what are you doing on Saturday night? You enjoy, and I will catch you soon. All right.
Am I what?
I said I'll catch you soon. I said I wish you all the best with what are you doing on Saturday. All right.
Okay. Message me before you call me. Otherwise, you'll end up giving me 1,000 in your head.
All right. Thanks very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. That's the lovely Erica Fernandez from Consortes in the Geeky Brenna, which is coming to an end this week. In fact, Saturday night is going to be the last episode on Star Plus, so do check it out. It's at 9 p.m. in the UK, 8 p.m. in India. If you missed that interview, by the way, you can listen back to it as much as you want at subrushradio.com and also the mobile app that is at Subrush Radio. We're on the way for you next. More hits after this.
Subrush. We are Subrush Radio.